Michael.
Lady Athalinda Playford sounded as ebullient as ever. She was 70 years old, with a voice as strong and clear as a polished bell. Gathercole had never encountered her in sober spirits. There was always, with her, a cause for excitement, often such morsels as would alarm a conventional person. Lady Playford had a talent for extracting as much amusement from the inconsequential as from the controversial. Gathercole had admired her stories of happy children solving mysteries that confounded the local police, since he had first discovered them as a lonely 10-year-old in a London orphanage. 6 years ago, he had met their creator for the first time and found her as disarming and unpredictable as her books. He had never expected to go far in his chosen profession, but here he was, thanks to Athalinda Playford, still a relatively young man at 36 and a partner in a successful firm of solicitors, Gathercole and Rolfe. The notion that any profitable enterprise bore his name was still perplexing to Gathercole, even after a number of years. His loyalty to Lady Playford surpassed all other attachments he had formed in his life. But personal acquaintance with his favourite author had forced him to admit to himself that he preferred shocks and startling about-turns to occur in the safely distant world of fiction, not in reality. Lady Playford, needless to say, did not share his preference. He started to open the door.
Are you going to... there you are. Don't hover. Sit, sit. We'll get nowhere if we don't start.
Gathercole sat. Hello, Michael. She smiled at him, and he had the strange sense he always had, as if her eyes had picked him up, turned him around, and put him down again.
And now you must say, hello, Athy. Go on, say it. After all this time, it ought to be a breeze. Not good afternoon, your ladyship, not good day, Lady Playford. A plain, friendly, hello, Athy. Is that too much to manage? Ha!
She clapped her hands together.
You look quite the hunted fox cub. You can't understand why you've been invited to stay for a week, can you? Or why Mr. Rolfe was invited too?
Would the arrangements that Gathercole had put in place be sufficient to cover the absence of himself and Orville Rolfe? It was unheard of for both of them to be away from the office for 5 consecutive days. But Lady Playford was the firm's most illustrious client. No request from her could be refused.
I dare say you are wondering if there will be other guests, Michael. We shall come to all of that, but I'm still waiting for you to say hello.